Episode 3346, A Blessing in Disguise.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day and a blessed Palm Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, it is your time to spend with Jesus. Your day to figure out where you are in your relationship. Don't just make it a one day, make it every day. But today specifically, set some time aside, a blessing in disguise. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem on that fateful day amidst cries of Hosanna in the highest, he did so with a profound understanding of what lay ahead. Triumphs to tribulations, a blessing in disguise for you and for me. You know, despite the jubilant reception and praises of the crowd, Jesus knew that within the walls of the city, betrayal, suffering, and the ultimate sacrifice awaited him. While filled with adoration, these accolades could not shield Jesus from the imminent trial of his faith and the fulfillment of his ultimate purpose. With unwavering resolve and unwavering faith, Jesus moved forward, embracing his destiny even as it led him to the city where he would be betrayed by one of his own. His entry into Jerusalem symbolized the paradox of triumph and tribulation as the cities of Hosanna mingled with the shadows of the cross that awaited him. Do you ever feel like you've reached the pinnacle, only to find a deeper plunge into the unknown on the other side? You know, life has a way of twisting and turning from trials and tribulations to triumphs, and then it repeats itself again. However, the key I noticed was that Jesus had faith, unwavering faith, faith that went beyond. I mean, yes, he is the Son of God. But he too asked his heavenly Father if he could be removed from this. But you see, he knew his purpose and was more than willing to follow through. Would you be willing to do the same? Are you willing to do the same? In the face of impending betrayal, Jesus' courage and conviction shone brightly, illuminating the path for all who would follow. His journey into Jerusalem serves as a poignant reminder that true strength lies not in avoiding adversity, but in facing it head on with steadfast faith and unwavering purpose. What do you need to face head on? What things are you avoiding? Whether it be because of confrontation, controversy, there's adversity happening, you just don't want to get in the middle of it. But you know that you know you need to be in the middle of it. So why avoid it? Jesus could have avoided it. He could have said, nope, I'm removing myself from this. He could have done that. He was the Son of God. But he chose not to. My friends, sometimes we need to walk by faith a little bit stronger than just saying it. We need to take action to it. We need to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Once when you get the wheels moving, guess what? It's so much easier to guide the vehicle. So as we contemplate Jesus' entry into the city where betrayal awaited him, let us be inspired by his example of enduring faith and sacrificial love. May we carry the spirit of Hosanna in the highest in our hearts, acknowledging that even in the darkest moments, the light of redemption and salvation shines brightest. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hosanna in the highest. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful, blessed week, and have a blessed Palm Sunday and a happy Easter.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.